In America, you have a right to be stupid.
I mean, I do think at a certain point, you've made enough money.
$100 billion, $1 trillion.
Come on!
If you got a business, you didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen.
Listen to reason.
We're lending money we don't have to kids who will never be able to pay it back, to train them for jobs that don't exist anymore.
My faith has really allowed me to overcome a lot of things and hard work. You know, nothing comes easy.
We're so focused on getting into the corner office, we forgot how to build a corner office.
There's a clear cause and effect here that is as neat and predictable as a law of physics. As government expands, liberty contracts.
Finding real answers to form real solutions for a better America. KLZ 560 presents Rush to Reason. Here's your host, John Rush.
And I'm your host, John Rush, Rush to Reason, KLZ 560. Myself, Rachel Keene, conservative mama, Charlie Grimes, your engineer. Happy Thursday. You got like one
Thursday.
Day left.
Gosh, this has been a week.
Oh, it's fast. Man, it's going to get really cold this weekend.
I know, cold snap,
so
right?
Be ready for that. And just real quick, get this out of the way, because I know a lot of folks have probably already seen this. You know, our hearts, thoughts, prayers go out to all of those individuals, families that may have been affected by the 100-car pileup, 5 dead in Dallas because of the ice that was there. And I watched a lot of that video today, have some family that's there, and it's awful.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, it's awful.
Where exactly was
right
it?
Outside of Dallas.
Right outside of Dallas.
Or maybe, might have been in the city itself, but in Dallas, yes. It's bad.
No.
Oh, awful.
Oh, geez.
Oh, yeah. So if you've, I mean, I'm not advising people just to go watch it to watch carnage, but if you're going to watch it, it's disheartening.
Wait,
to
what,
watch.
What caused it? What, like, was
ice,
there something that triggered it? Just
ice. In an accident, and then it just started piling
like
up and piling up.
A semi or something maybe was involved? Or?
Yeah, so like you've seen, well, not just one.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, lots.
Oh, no.
It's, you've seen some of those videos where there's been the ice, like up in Wyoming, mm-hmm. where, you know, something happens, a chain reaction, and, you know, they can't see, and people
right.
just keep piling in. It was a similar situation, only 100 cars. And when you look at some of the cars that are coming out of it, you can imagine why folks didn't live.
Oh.
There's some of the cars you can't – I'm a car guy. I couldn't tell you what the make and model is.
Jeez,
they're that bad. So, no, it was awful. So, yes, our hearts and thoughts and prayers go out to folks. And some of you here in town I know have family and others that you know down in that area. So, yeah, just as we get into this colder weather – here in Colorado as well through the weekend, you know what? One of those things you just have to be extremely careful and cautious of.
Yeah. No, I've been in an accident due to ice sliding.
Not fun.
And it's the worst feeling in the world when you're like,
you're out of control.
Yeah, and I'm going to hit them. It's happening. And there's no way to stop it. It's the worst.
Yep. Not
so
good.
Just, yeah.
All right, impossible question yesterday. And by the way, Charlie got this one correct. I said it correctly and then I switched my answer. Yesterday's question was, the average person consumed almost 13 pounds of this last year. I said sugar, but I guess Charlie sugar, we decided, probably isn't an actual food group. Charlie was right. It is breakfast cereal.
Breakfast cereal. 13 pounds.
13 pounds. I don't consume a pound. I don't eat cereal.
You know what I love, though? I love Grape Nuts, and you can't find them right now.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Why?
I guess because it's a very popular – this is like – and I was curious because I actually looked it up. I was like, where are the Grape Nuts? And there's actually like articles on it. Like, you cannot find Grape Nuts right now.
Know
I
that.
Know because it's a popular cereal, and they for some reason with COVID, more people were staying home, and it – you can't, it's, yeah. They're like back ordered.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, today's impossible question. If you got Grape Nuts, send them to Rachel. Give your answer, by the way, on the KLZ 560 Facebook page. 1/3 of American homes have one of these. 1/3 of American homes have one of these. Hint, it might not even be inside the home. And by the way, speaking of around the house, don't forget to listen to Fix It Radio, my program at 9 a.m. on Saturday. But the impossible question today, 1/3 of American homes have one of these. And the hint is it might not even be inside the home. So 1/3. That's a lot.
That is a lot.
And so what would you say, like, every home Charlie has or Rachel has a TV?
Yes.
I would think that'd be like 99%,
yes.
Right?
So a computer? No.
More than that. It's
yeah.
got to be more than that.
A
third have these. And by the way, it may not be inside the home.
Inside the home. So what's outside the home?
1/3 of homes. How about a swimming pool?
1/3? That's high.
Yeah.
Really?
Well, but if you think about, well. It might not be outside. Some are inside, though. Keep in mind, some pools have, you know, Florida folks in Florida, they put the coverings over them so that the bugs don't get them and all that. And keep in mind, there's parts of the country where every house has a pool.
True.
You know, Florida being one of those where probably like 80% of homes there, maybe not that high, but yeah, over half have pools. Arizona. So there's a lot of southern states where pools are a big deal. It's probably not that high as a third, though.
No, that's how I, because I was thinking of a fireplace, but fireplaces are in the home.
No, and that's more of a northern thing now. So if you get south, I mean.
But hey, I lived in the south. I lived in.
Charlie says fireplace.
Yeah, I lived. I lived in Alabama and Georgia growing up. So we had fireplaces, which. Well, thank you so much.
All right, good answer. Tomorrow, by the way, February 12th, the IRS will begin accepting and processing your last year's 2020 tax returns.
Oh, I have to do that, and that's so much work.
By the way, the only buddy that does that are folks that know they're getting something back, because those of us that know we have to pay, which is always me, because I don't believe in letting the government use my money any longer than possible.
Yeah.
I pay. So mine's, you know, corporate returns are March 15th, and you pay on April 15th and call it good.
Oh, good. I have to gather all of that stuff.
You better start.
My little business made some money.
Well, good.
Yeah,
I
know.
That. It's a good thing.
I know. It's a good thing, but it's like, oh, what can you write off? What can you not write off? It's just a lot of work.
It is a lot of work.
I got to set aside a couple days just to make it.
All right. Yesterday, I talked about Belmar Shopping Center going into, you know, receivership, you know, bankruptcy. Well, Denver Mart down at 58th and I-25, same situation. And folks, we've talked about this now all through COVID, how eventually some of these things would start to happen, and they are now as we speak. Some of these, you know, companies, whether they be the lender or the business themselves, you know, they've hung on as long as they possibly can. The Denver Mart even talked about the creditors and how much they actually, you know, worked with them through all of this. But there's just no end in sight as to when you're going to get people back into any kind of a, you know, a gathering place like that, to where you can even have the businesses there, yeah, you know, pay rent and do the things that they need to do. So the Denver Mart is closing, which means that I give the Darwin Award today once again, because this is not his first time he's won.
Who?
Governor Polis.
Oh, yeah, geez.
He gets the Darwin Award again today. Why? Because it's his fault, in my opinion, as to why a lot of these businesses are now starting to close, because of the draconian measures that we as a state and our governor has imposed is now causing businesses to literally fold and go under.
It's so sad. And unnecessary.
Yes.
So not needed. Well, just I'm looking at Florida. Have you heard what's going on with Florida right now?
Mm-mm.
Okay, so Florida's doing well, but now
COVID-wise,
right. Yes. So now they're finding multiple strains. But if you study viruses,
that's normal.
New strains develop because
that's
the virus
normal.
Is trying to survive, so it mutates. Well, there's a couple new strains, and now the Biden administration.
I did see that.
Yeah,
yes.
They're like, well, we might
restrict travel.
Yes, to Florida, and I'm supposed to be going to Florida here soon.
Constitutionally, no, they can do that, by
that's
the way.
That's what I said. I said that's going to head to the courts. You can't.
I don't think they can do that. Craig in Wheat Ridge, what's going on, sir?
Hi, John. Hi, Rachel.
Hi.
Hey, the Denver Mart, did you notice the Denver Mart announced it's closing for
I just announced that. Yes, it is.
Okay.
So sad.
Yeah, it is sad. And it's, Craig, it's going to be one of, I'm afraid, multiple other places in town that, you know, same things. You're going to see office buildings, I believe. And, you know, unfortunately, what we're going to see is anything that wasn't considered essential, which I believe everything is essential, case in point. But anything that's not essential through COVID, you know, unless somebody was shored up with a lot of money and capital, you're going to see them struggle.
Hmm. Well, I don't know if you've been paying any attention to the impeachment hearings. I'm trying to avoid it.
Nope. And Craig, I hate to say it, but I've watched a little bit here and there, bits and pieces, and Bob Duco would probably, you know, whip me with a cat of nine tails if he knew I was trying to avoid them. But Craig, I'm like you. I really am trying to avoid them.
I've been watching them just because I forced myself to. It's horrible. I cannot wait for our side to be able to talk here, though, because this is
awful.
It's just drama.
As a Coloradan, we've got two people leading the charge in today's hearings. And what I know about it, I'm hearing at the top of the hour on the news break.
Okay.
We've got DeGoose and Diana DeGette.
Yes.
We've got two Colorado people that seem to be leading the charge.
Yes.
And the dramatics and the lies that are being told, I mean, it makes me sad to even be in the same state as these people.
Yeah, and really that is the liberal lie of the week too, Craig, so I'm glad you said that. That's my liberal lie of the week, is literally just all of the impeachment, you know, this bogus nonsense of Trump inciting what happened there. And it is the biggest liberal lie of the week that they're getting liberals to buy into. There's tons and tons of memes out there about it. And again, they're all just really flat out lies, period.
Yeah.
Well, today I heard this news that assassins were marching on the Capitol.
Oh, get out of here.
Assassins.
Assassins.
Okay, assassins.
Ridiculous.
How many, don't you think if there had been weapons seized in the arrest at the Capitol, we would have known about it? Have you heard of
that? That would have made front page news the next day, of course.
So how did they know they were assassins if they didn't even have weapons on them?
Right. Well, and
it shows this was a peaceful march, just as Donald Trump requests. I mean, it got out of hand, and I still think there was some people from...
There's facts, too, that have come out, Craig, about that, where, yes, that's exactly what
John
happened.
John Sullivan, who's a known Antifa rioter, was in, he breached the Capitol, was in there taking photos with someone else that was with him. So,
yeah, it's a proven fact
we
that
know
that's
that.
The case.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
So, you know, again, I don't think it's going to go anywhere. I don't think they're going to get the two-thirds they need.
No.
But at this point... You know, I wasn't really keen on the idea of Donald Trump coming back, but for the venom and the hate that is being showed toward President Trump, I almost wish he would come back just to stick it in the face of these people and reverse everything that Biden did. The minute he gets elected, come in and every executive order that Biden has signed, just reverse it.
We're at 52 executive orders, just so you guys know. 52. I totally agree with you, Craig.
Yeah, I won't disagree,
retaliate
but
here.
That's not
yeah.
ever going to happen. So
you don't think so?
No.
I think it could.
No, not going to happen.
Really? Now, why? Why do you think it won't happen?
First of all, I don't think he's electable in 2024 again. And I know there's folks out there that are going to hate me for saying that. But no, I don't think after all of what we're going through right now, and just as we move forward, I think you're going to need a different candidate that reaches to the middle much better than we've been able to do to the past, or you're not going to win. This is no longer about just your base. And by the way, that's true for the Democrats as well. They have the same challenge that we have, which, by the way, they didn't, you know, no matter how you believe they won or didn't win this last election, the reality is Joe Biden's in the presidency right now, and he's in the White House, and our guy isn't. So you can say all we want that they didn't win. The reality is, yes, they did. Yes, they cheated, I believe, but they did win. And the Time Magazine article that's out that we talked about on the National Crawford Roundtable, really, that article gives their playbook as to how they did it. And they basically admittedly talk about the ways they changed things around. And they don't say they cheated, but to me, reading in between the lines, it basically talks about how they cheated.
Yeah.
And they're proud of it.
Well, this is the thing for me, though. I think that I'm a firm believer that Trump did win. And
but he didn't, Rachel. He's not in the presidency.
Right.
So we, and by the way, and I'm not chastising, but we need to stop saying that because he didn't.
Yeah.
The reality, if he did, he'd be the president. He didn't.
So
he's not there.
Right, but if something is unrightfully won, then that other side really didn't win. So
but it doesn't matter. At the end of the day, the score still says, like, Sunday. You can say all you want. The Chiefs, by the way, are mad. The Chiefs fans are mad. They think there was a bunch of penalties that shouldn't have been called. Blah, 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 blah. They'll talk about cheating all day long. I've read the forums on that. I've seen the Chiefs fans on Facebook. They're claiming all day long that the Buccaneers did not win. It was weighted in their favor. The refs were on their side. They had a bunch of bad calls. Okay. Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, it's Tom Brady in the boat with the trophy heading down the canal in Tampa Bay, not the Kansas City Chiefs.
Right, but what people fail to realize, though, is that Donald Trump was able to bring in people that normally are not engaged in politics and vote.
Agreed. So,
and he had a personality.
But by the way, the left did the same, and that article talks about exactly how they got the vote out and they got people to turn out and vote that would not have normally
done
so.
They didn't take Ohio, John. You have to take Ohio to win the presidency. They didn't turn out the vote.
Without that.
I don't think so. I don't think they turned out the vote. They didn't take Ohio. Hundreds of thousands of votes showing up in the middle of the night to say that Joe Biden got more of the black vote than Barack Obama did in his record win in 2008 is just, you have to be foolish to believe that.
Doesn't matter whether I believe it or not.
Right.
It's the outcome in the win column.
Right.
It's all
so
that matters.
They can say they turned out the vote, but I don't think they did. I don't think they turned out the vote.
You and I will have to agree to disagree.
But
John, I think they did.
John, you feel truthfully that Biden won?
No, I don't. That's not what I'm saying. Guys, please. Everybody listening. I'm not saying that here's what I'm saying. He won by them cheating.
Okay.
That's how he won. But the reality is, he still won. And until we as Republicans start saying what I just said and get over this fraud and this happened and that happened and how in the world did it happen, guys, it doesn't matter. It happened, and Joe Biden is now the president. So now we have to work that much harder to get 2022 shifted back over in the Senate and the House and win 2024. That's what I'm saying. It doesn't matter what just happened.
Right.
We have to overcome it in the next 2 to 4 years.
And I hear you on that,
until more people like me start saying that, we're going to lose again.
Right. But I think a lot of people listening don't trust the vote, John. So they don't trust the vote.
Then what are you going to do? Then what for all of you that are out there saying that, what's your alternative? Tell me what your answer is.
I think that we have to have a full audit of the vote.
It's not going to happen, Rachel. Well, it's not going to happen.
So we just keep doing the same thing.
No, we have to have more votes turned in like they did this last time, even if it means we cheat. That's what I'm saying.
John, I believe there's enough of us that feel like Rachel just said that we do have to get to the bottom of it.
Craig. That's my point. Guys, I'm pleading with you. Until we as conservatives move on and start working on 2022 and quit living in the past, we're not going to win 2022. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, but if you allow them to engineer the election and cheat like they did
no,
this time,
no, what I'm saying is that we
again.
Have to do a better job of re-engineering it on our side. That's what we have to do.
So then how do you take over certain, I'm not going to name names because we don't want a lawsuit, but how do you take over certain voting machines and if they're already owned by the other side? How do you manipulate the vote if the other side already has that in the bag?
Who says they have it in the bag? Everything can be
manipulated.
The evidence
that I've seen, I've watched so much. I've watched mathematicians, mathematical scientists saying this. What? It's a statistical impossibility. What happened? Like, it's impossible.
But it still did, is my point.
Right. So
we have to figure out how to do it better. That's what I'm saying. So what I'm hearing all of you say, not you all, but Craig and Rachel, I'm hearing you say is there's no way we'll ever win again. Why would we even try?
No. I think a lot of people are feeling that way right now. And I think that.
And what I'm saying is stop feeling that way.
I think that you have to address issues because you're going to lose a lot of the vote out there because there are a lot of people that are like, I'm not going to get involved because my vote doesn't count. And we have to have them involved.
But you know what? That's in that article of Time magazine. The Democrats thought the same thing and somehow they overcame that. What you just said verbatim is in that article. And that's exactly what they thought on their side.
I think they had a little foreign help, too, to be
honest. Sure they did. I'm sure they did. No doubt.
It's frustrating. I think a lot of people are frustrated. I think a lot of people feel like me.
And
I'm not saying you can't be. You should be frustrated. And I think that there are solutions. I'm not saying you throw the towel in and just say it's over. It's not over.
And by the way, if you haven't read that article word for word, please don't call in and tell me anything about any of it until you read the entire article word for word. Because in that article, literally is play by play how they accomplished what they did in 2020. And I encourage everybody out there, go read the article. It is the playbook of how they won 2020, literally.
But don't you think they own Hollywood? They own the media?
Yes.
They own the globalists?
And that's in the article, by the way.
So they own big tech.
Yes.
So how do we take back all of these...
We're going to talk more about that.
Let's do it.
Okay, Craig, I got to let you run. Bill and Boulder, hang tight. We'll come right back. Great start to the day. Hang tight. We'll be right back. Affordable Interest Mortgage is up. Kurt Rogers, by the way, if you want to talk to Kurt and get just a review of your mortgage, give him a call today. And by the way, he would love to do that for you. It's free of charge. It's just a matter of him sitting down, looking at things, analyzing, and telling you what your options are. 720-895-0500.
Take aim. Affordable Interest Mortgage has been offering the Asset Manager All-in-One Loan for over 11 years. We are experienced in helping homeowners pay thousands less in interest on their mortgage, own their home faster, all without spending one dime more. 720-895-0500. Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, where we have hundreds of clients that have been using this loans to build their equity faster, access emergency funds when necessary, and pay off their home in 8 to 13 years versus 25 to 30. People initially believe this loan is too good to be true, but it is true. Call 720-895-0500 now to see if you qualify. Loans from $100,000 to $2.5 million, same rate. Ask our previous clients. They will tell you it works. Call 720-895-0500 and work with the experts. This loan has been around since 1965. Affordable Interest Mortgage, where it's all about you. 720-895-0500. Regulated by DORA, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
Hey, I talked when we opened up today about the 100-car collision in Dallas, which, by the way, is a travesty. No one, even Al at a good shop, would never want to see that anywhere. But it's a reminder. If you're involved in an accident, you're trying to figure out what do we do. An accident is traumatic, folks. It really is. Rachel, you can attest to this. It's a traumatic experience. Don't make it more traumatic by getting your car fixed at the wrong place.
Right.
Because now it just adds to that fire of what already happened. So go to a good shop. Al and the guys will take great care of you. It's really simple. Give them a call today, 720-541-7697. Hopefully you're not in an accident. But if you are, again, find a good shop at klzradio.com.
As modern vehicles become safer and more technologically complex, collision repairs also become more specialized. You need an auto body shop that looks to the future, investing in the tools and training they need to fix your vehicle properly. Al Sturm and his team at A Good Shop have earned OE certifications for brand names like Subaru, Ford, and many others, ensuring you get the parts and service recommended by your vehicle's manufacturer. After a collision, you want to get your vehicle back to pre-loss condition, which means you want the original parts from the manufacturer, not aftermarket parts. Al and his team at A Good Shop continue to earn new OE certifications all the time, so they can have access to all of the databases and software that come directly from the manufacturer. Your insurance company does not recommend auto body shops based on their certifications. Take control of the quality by choosing a certified auto body shop. Schedule an estimate with A Good Shop now at klzradio.com/collision.
No liberal media bias here. This is Rush to Reason.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Fiery start to today's show, which I appreciate very much. And by the way, I love all you guys. I'm not trying to be...
I love debate. Let's do this.
I'm not mad at anybody. I'm simply saying if I was in charge of the Republican Party nationwide,
right,
my first order of business would be, guys, I know you're upset.
Yeah.
I know we lost. I know it wasn't fair how we lost. But here's the reality. We did. So now we've got to put this in the past, learn from it, not repeat the same things, and figure out how are we going to do this different moving forward in 2022 and 2024. Or guess what? We're going to be here every election.
Right. Like I said, though, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and hoping for different results. So we have to make changes.
Agree.
If we want different results.
Bill in Boulder, you're up, sir.
Hey, John. How's it going?
Good, sir.
Let's keep this going. So I want to start off with a few things. I don't know if you recall or not. I can't remember who you had on. It might have been you and Andy. And I called in, and we were talking back in December about the Georgia runoff. And I had shared with you that a friend of mine said, well, I really hope that the Democrats win both, pick up both of those seats in the Senate. Because then the country will really get to see full on just how crazy they are. Mm. And, you know, so I think Republicans are kind of in a catbird seat right now. I can't remember who I was listening to, and on the news, it was a couple months ago, and they were talking about how Republicans actually do like not being in the limelight, not being in control of either the having a majority in the House or the Senate, because they could kind of sit back in the wings and really kind of almost be like puppet masters in a sense, and that's kind of how they historically have worked best. So I think we are in a good position to take advantage of that.
You know what, Bill? That I will not disagree with, and I've said many, many times on air, and I will continue to say so, if they continue down the path that they're currently going when it comes to literally everything from energy to the border wall to immigration to on down the line we go, if they continue down the path they're going down, I'll be honest, it's not going to take much for us to win 2022, because there'll be landslides in a lot of areas to try to reverse things, because people are going to be really sick and tired of that. Absolutely. In the not too distant future.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And it could start here, too. I mean, you know, Craig, the last caller, talked about Goose and DeGette and how they're really just displaying the full, you know, going off the rails.
Well, and real quick, Bill, just I want to interrupt real quick, because you brought something to mind that I want to talk about later in the program. But real quick, just to dovetail into what you're mm-hmm. talking about in regards to Colorado, there's a transportation bill that they're talking about introducing in Colorado, which, by the way, isn't really for transportation. It'll include a lot of crap that's not really transportation at all. But it's being put out by people that are considered to be experts in transportation, Matt Gray and Faith Winter, which, by the way, neither one have had any experience whatsoever ever when it comes to transportation. So that's a very misleading statement when somebody from our own legislature here in Colorado would say that these guys are the experts. Here's where I'm going with this. If they get their way, they will have a higher gas tax, and there will be lots of fees on all of us and lots of different businesses when it comes to how to pay for their quote-unquote transportation bill. So to your point, Bill, if some of that even happens here in Colorado, the chances of actually changing some things in Colorado down the road may very well be on the table, because when people start realizing that they're getting duped over and over again, they may start to vote the other direction.
Absolutely. You know, and we need to bring it to attention to the electorate here in the state, too, that, you know, that our so-called elected representatives aren't necessarily representing our will.
And no, we have voted over and over again in the state for no new taxes or fees, and yet that's what they're going to go ahead and do.
Well, and here we are. We've got, you know, the challenges that we face as a nation right now are just manifest and manifold. And we've got them wasting our time and our resources on a witch hunt.
Yes.
With Senate impeachment trial. They should be addressing other issues.
Which, by the way, Bill, I'm one that says let that impeachment thing roll along, because the longer it rolls along, the better it is for us as Republicans, I think.
Well, hopefully more and more people pay attention to just how ridiculous it all is.
Yeah, because it's just a big dog and pony show by the left. And by the way, the longer the left is focused on that and not getting other things done, as Americans, we're better off.
Yeah, don't get anything done.
You've got people like Mitch McConnell that are working in the back. Yeah, because, you know, to my initial point, you got people like Mitch McConnell that know how to play the system. He's been doing it a long time. Think you what you will about the guy, but he's very effective, and a lot of people say he's very true to the process. So, you know, he's in the background making sure that certain things are probably happening. And I hate to sound like a broken record with Rand Paul, but he said, you know, to Rachel's point about what are we going to do about this, what happened in the 2020 presidential election, Rand Paul has said time and time again, he says it in 35 states that are Republican controlled legislatures, and basically making sure that campaign reform is addressed. That
yes.
basically, you
yep.
know, these
Thank you.
People can't just yes. change the election laws.
Yes.
You know, and then
true.
You've got folks like Matt Gaetz, who's been going up to Wyoming quite a bit.
Yeah,
right.
And, you know, shining some light on Liz
yes,
and
right.
her activities. So there's
a lot of great things, Bill, that we can do. But again, I'm going to go back to what I said a few minutes ago, and I'm not trying to be mean or rude or, you know, anywhere along those lines to people that feel, you know, the way they do about the 2020 election. But the longer we sit around and pout and complain about what happened and don't do what you just said, the less chance we have of winning in 2020. Or 2022. We got to get over that and move forward like you're talking about, period.
Yeah, your analogy with the Chiefs was spot on. That was a great analogy. It's like, just move on and get past it, because it's water over the dam.
And by the way, this will not be the last time those guys cheat. So guess what we have to do? We got to play the game better than they are.
Right. But
but
I think to my point, though, I think that we have to make some changes if we want to see change. And to continue with the same system that we're using when we know that it's broken and flawed is foolish. So
yeah,
we have to make some changes.
But again, to Bill, your point, there will not be, and nor do I want, a federal election system. I still want states' rights. So
oh,
I
yes.
want each state to handle
yes.
their own. So, which means we've got now 50 things that we have to go in and do. Follow me?
Yeah.
State by state,
right.
we have
to go
in and
the
make
states.
these
totally
things
agree.
Happen.
Totally agree.
And by the way, there's going to be some states you're never going to control, period.
Right. Yeah. And, you know, that's well within our ability to do so, because it's not, you know, we've we've done far more complex things. So, you know, if that's the way that the Constitution states it, that's what we should be doing.
I agree.
Right.
And yeah. That's what it states, absolutely. And that's how we should do it. As much absolutely. As I would love to have a unified voting system, although one side of me says that would be awesome, the other side says it's just that's much more ripe for hacking and
government overreach,
changing
no.
and so on. So, right. you know, no, at the end of the day, I really don't want that. I the patchwork we have will be fine by me.
Yeah, keep it at the
yeah,
state.
It'd be way more easy to manipulate that for
yep.
sure. Mm-hmm.
Bill, as always, yeah. I appreciate enjoy it, sir. You're always a great caller. I appreciate it. John and Cheyenne, hang tight. We'll come right back to you. Michael Bailey Law, Mobile Estate Planning is next. And hey, folks, outside of politics and everything else, your life is important. Your life to your family is very important. When you're gone, it's even a bigger deal, believe it or not. And I know that's a hard thing for some people to grasp, and that is, wait a minute, I might be gone? Yeah, you only have X amount of time on this earth, period.
Yeah.
It's the way it works, folks. And the question I have for every one of you listening, do you have a plan so when you're not here any longer, everybody knows exactly what to do in your absence? If you haven't got that planned, talk to Michael Bailey, and he'll make that happen. 720-394-6887. 720-394-6887. I was going to add one thing to that. Five people in Texas lost their lives today in a car accident, in a pileup. Now, not trying to be morbid here, but you know what? None of us know what's going to happen tomorrow. So, in turn, you got to make sure this stuff is handled on the front side with Michael Bailey. You cannot do it after the fact, including living wills. Some of these people in Texas are probably sitting in ICU someplace. Who knows if they can even talk, and who knows if they had any of this stuff handled as to whether they're supposed to be resuscitated or not, and what happens, and who controls it, and you get my drift. So, folks, things happen. It's a reminder of what happened in Texas today that it does. Give Michael a call today. Find him at klzradio.com.
Michael Bailey removes your fear of the unknown by helping you plan ahead for unexpected scenarios. Most people have already given up their resolutions by now, but not Michael Bailey. He lives by the adage, "Those who prepare shall not fear." KLZ's mobile estate planner recently got a frantic phone call from a family whose mother had been given only 2 to 4 weeks to live. Their father had begun to lose some of his mental acuity, and they needed help now. They held a Zoom meeting with Michael Bailey on a Friday. He drew up their parents' estate plan on Saturday, and by Monday, their mother had been moved into hospice care. Without Michael's last-minute help, this family would have spent months, if not years, battling in probate court because their mother's assets would have gone to the wrong people. You don't know what the future holds, but you can prepare for uncertainty. Set up a free consultation with KLZ's mobile estate planner now at klzradio.com/estate.
Folks, do you know where your food comes from? What I mean by that is the meat on your table. If you're just going to the supermarket, picking it up, and then serving it, don't tell me, yeah, I got it at King Soopers or I got it at Safeway. That's not telling me where your food came from. It means it came from the supermarket. You have no idea where that actually came from. Barber's Foods, on the other hand, I can tell you exactly where every single thing that goes on my table came from. Why? Because they know where it came from. So barbersfoods.com is where you order the food that really is going to be the freshest, most delicious meat you've ever eaten in your entire life. Meat, fish, chicken, you name it, it's all there. It's barbersfoods.com.
To combat food inflation, Barber's Foods is offering great deals to help fill your freezer. Prices for soybeans and corn are up, and most farm animals are fed on corn and soy. So it's costing more to feed animals. That's why meat prices will be going up this year everywhere, an estimated 10 to 25%. To save money on high-quality meats, head over to barbersfoods.com and click on the Fill My Freezer page to see all of their specials. Colorado-produced ground beef in one-pound user-friendly packages, only $2.99 per pound. Pittman Farms boneless, skinless, air-chilled chicken breasts in small, easy-to-use packs for only $5.99 per pound. Barber's Foods knows the families that raise and process the meats they sell, so whether it's Pittman Farms air-chilled chicken, the Beeler family Duroc non-GMO pork, Colorado-grown beef, or any of the other meats they sell, they know that the animals were raised right and cared for humanely. Barber'sFoods.com, Colorado native-owned since 1949.
Before you can run your business more efficiently, you must learn to manage your own time. As the business owner, you cannot allow yourself to get bogged down by menial tasks. Your time is too valuable. You need to stay focused on the big picture. Otherwise, you'll be exhausted and frustrated. You won't have time for your family, and your company won't grow. John Rush will show you how to delegate for the sake of your sanity and your bottom line. send an email to john@rushtoreason.com.
The Great Reset. Global elites are pushing a utopian reset that will reduce human flourishing. It is a bad idea that will ultimately fail. However, history has shown us that a lot of people get hurt on the road to utopia. Kim Munson here. Friday, economic historian and author Dr. Brian Dmitrovic shares his thoughts about the World Economic Forum's plans for your future. Plus, Hal Van Herkey, owner of Castlegate Knife and Tool, talks about the latest regarding small businesses. That's Friday, 6 to 7 a.m., 1 to 2 p.m., again 10 to 11 p.m., right here on KLZ 560 and KLZ 100.7 FM.
Water's Edge Winery. Warm atmosphere, wonderful wine, and delectable dishes to enjoy with friends and family. An evening out? A gift for that special someone? Water's Edge is the place for you. More info at KimMunson.com.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Myself, Rachel Keene, conservative mama with me today, Charlie Grimes, your engineer, and John and Cheyenne, you're next, sir.
Hey, John, you guys sort of talked about it, but there are 51 elections to elect a president, not
yes.
one.
Thank you.
We got to remember that.
Yes.
Right now, there are 5 states that Trump lost that have Republican legislators.
Yeah.
Yes.
Arizona, Georgia, Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin. Those legislatures need to take their power back.
Yes.
Yes. Thank you, John.
Yes.
Good point.
They need to. Okay. I'm going to throw it. Wyoming just put, with the legislature's in session, they just put a bill forward to clean up the election.
Love it.
Absentee ballots, you got to document why. No more drop boxes, no more mail. And if advanced voting, you got to do in person. And they're going to make you show your ID when
Love
you walk
it.
In.
Love
These
it.
These are the little things, and you have to register in person with an ID. No more motor voter.
Yep.
These are the things that we need to clean up.
Mm-hmm.
But we got to clean it up at the state level.
Agree.
Yeah.
John, I mean, everything that you're saying, you're just drilling down into further what I was saying, you know, a few minutes ago. And again, folks, please, everybody listening, I'm as disappointed as anybody that we now have Joe Biden and Kamala Harris in the White House. I'm as disappointed as anybody out there. But, John, I'm also a business guy. I'm also a realist. I also know what it's like to lose. I also know you got to pick yourself up, dust your britches off, and start moving forward. If I just wallow around in this loss of what we just had in 2020 and don't address the things you just mentioned a moment ago, we lose again. That's my point.
Right. What I was saying during the break, though, to John is, so what we can do is exactly what you just said, John, is go after these states where we saw the election kind of flipped or stolen, right?
Right.
And get it so tightly sound
That's
and
right.
solid and fraud proof that it can't happen.
And by the way, that means, again, if you read the Time magazine article and you look at what the Democrats did, even in regards to poll watching. Okay. Again, everybody needs to read that. Every Republican that cares anything about this country should read that article and see exactly what they did and then say, okay, great. We've got to go do exactly the same thing the next time around. Because, folks, let me tell you what. We got beat at our own game, period. There were smarter people out there There were people out there that had enough insight to get this process started all the way back early 2019, by the way, and got things going and basically unified a party that sounded like it was actually as just jointed as the Republican Party is. And basically, they got together because of the hate for Trump and the fact they didn't want him to be president anymore. No other reason than that. And that's why they did what they did in 2020.
And they really had the mail-in ballot to their advantage, let's be honest.
And by the way, they made those changes legislatively, and we watched it happen.
I know, shouldn't have done it. No, we should have fought that.
Well, in some of the states, they didn't make it legislatively. They just said, well, COVID, Secretaries of State, Georgia's a prime example, just took the power.
Yep.
As soon as that happened, the state legislature should have stood up and said no.
Exactly.
Yeah, but John, you know what we lacked in that area? And this is where I will fault Trump in this area. We needed key leadership in those areas to direct those guys on what they needed to do. And frankly, that's what we did not do and why we lost.
Yeah, I wish we would have had people in that.
I heard this quote. I can't remember who said it years ago. The reason Republicans don't fight as well as Democrats is because Democrats grew up fighting in the unions and Republicans grew up in the Rotary Club.
Yeah, you're probably right. I'm not. I don't know that I can disagree with that.
That's changed a lot now, though.
Fight back. Huh?
I think that's changed a lot, though, now. I think we're more...
Let me add one more layer. I think the other thing, John, the reason why we don't fight as much is because we have this attitude in life of, as long as what you're doing doesn't infringe on me and hurt me, I'm good with it.
Yeah.
And that's kind of the conservative.
You do you.
I'll do me, and we'll move forward. And in turn, John, we don't fight because as long as you're not fighting me, I'll leave you alone and we'll move forward. So we're just typically not fighters anyways.
Mm-hmm. True.
And that's the same thing that happened in the 1930s Germany. They didn't come after me. And now fascists were in charge. So, you know, you got to stop. Earlier, one of the callers brought up what's going on in Florida where they might change the rules. You can't travel to Florida.
That was actually Rachel said that. Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry, Rachel. I thought it was one of the callers. We tried to do that here by stopping anybody coming north on I-25 and 287, and they said we couldn't do it.
Yeah, they're not going to be able to make that happen. That's against the law. Yeah, I hear you, John. Good stuff, man.
You guys have a great day.
You too, John. I appreciate it. Melissa, hang tight. I'm going to take a quick break. Come back so we got plenty of time to talk to you. Don't go anywhere. Franktown Firearms is next, folks. And please exercise your Second Amendment right in all of the things we're talking about right now. If we lose that and free speech, everything Rachel and I are talking about now goes away. So please exercise your Second Amendment right. Go to Franktown Firearms. They're there. I talked to them yesterday. They've got inventory, ammo, you name it. Go to klzradio.com, find them there, or call 720-770-7777.
Learn how to shoot with confidence at Franktown Firearms. Head trainer Karen Murray goes above and beyond Colorado state requirements in every course, from basic to advanced to tactical, providing practical training for real-world scenarios. Although the state of Colorado does not require lane time for CCW courses, you will shoot on the range during every class at Franktown because Karen believes your defensive shooting skills require practice. Classes are always small enough that everyone gets the instruction they need. For both members and non-members, the price of your class includes gun rentals, and the team at Franktown Firearms always keeps ammo in stock for you to purchase. Bring your own gun or rent one for no extra charge so you can try before you buy. Members receive a discount on all classes. For Rush to Reason listeners only, sign up for a membership today at klzradio.com/franktown and receive $50 off your initiation fee, plus your first month free.
All right, Bruce Simmons is next, folks. If you're looking for a reverse mortgage or you want to know more about a reverse mortgage, talk to Bruce. He's been doing this for 16-plus years, and it's all he does. And it's not just for desperate people. Give him a call. Find out if it's right for you, 303-467-7821, or find him at klzradio.com.
Bruce Simmons makes a potentially complicated loan program easy to understand. Reverse mortgages make a lot more sense when you see how the numbers apply to you. KLZ's Bruce Simmons explains the most confusing aspects of a reverse mortgage in simple language so that you not only understand the loan yourself, but you can also explain the basics to other interested parties. Most likely, you want to involve your financial planner and maybe some of your family members in the decision-making process. For every client, Bruce Simmons creates a personalized video that you can share with your kids, parents, financial advisor, or the skeptical neighbor who still thinks the bank will take your house. He'll show you how a reverse mortgage could enable you to tap into a portion of the value of your home, providing a source of guaranteed tax-free income for as long as you live in the house. Find Bruce Simmons of American Liberty Mortgage now at klzradio.com/reverse. Personalized reverse mortgage expertise.
This is Josh with Business Equipment Service. Here's a message from one of our satisfied customers. Jane with Faith Church in Loveland said, "I have worked with Business Equipment Service for almost 7 years. As office manager, I will not change service providers. BES offers excellent service and I recommend them to anyone who asks." If you are looking into purchasing office equipment or have a problem with equipment you currently have, give us a call at 303-825-5664.
It's time to leave your safe space. This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush. Myself, Rachel Keene, conservative mama with us today, and Melissa joining us now. Melissa, welcome. How are you?
Hi, I'm fine.
fine, and really, I don't. You don't need to give me all kinds of time like you.
No, that's all right. It just makes it so we have conversation. It's much easier that way.
But anyway, no, I've been kind of telling people for years that we need to focus more on the local level. Quit whining and complaining about what's going on in D.C. because it's kind of a product of our negligence or whatever. We haven't cared to know what's going on, put our heads in the sand.
Yes.
But I think I heard Larry Elder, I'm not really sure, some time ago say he doesn't like BMW. He doesn't like people that bitch, moan, and whine.
Yeah.
So what I said, we cannot be BMWs. We need to be Fords. We need to, we need to focus on righteous determination. And that's what we need to do.
I agree.
So at every level, beginning in the home, we need to speak about it at the school board and not be afraid because it's right.
Yes.
Yeah, and Melissa, back to your local comment a moment ago. I want to make sure I stress this based upon what you just said, because by the way, you're 1,000% correct. I'll give you an example of where folks in a local area probably didn't pay too much attention like they should have, and they allowed somebody to be mayor that frankly should have never been mayor, that's now in charge of transportation for the United States of America, Pete Buttigieg. So that shows you right there where local politics does have an effect eventually upon all of us, and somebody dropped the ball there big time.
Yeah. So true.
Big time. And on school boards and everything, it's just a shame where we're at, but we've chosen to just kind of live fat and happy, and we bitch, moan, and whine instead of speaking to the truth.
Agree.
So that's all I wanted
to
say.
No, you're right.
Don't
Melissa, thank you.
Don't be BMWs, be Fords. Thanks.
Perfect.
Thank you. Yeah, you know what?
Yeah.
Kind of what I'm saying in this hour is I get it. Mm-hmm. We lost. It sucks. I understand. And yes, I believe we lost in a very unfair way. Mm-hmm. I don't think it was a fair election. But you know what? I've said this before. I could probably go on record as saying I don't know that any of them are. I don't know that any of them have been for a very, very long time. There has been cheating when it comes to elections probably since the first election was ever cast clear back in the early days of the earth.
Yeah.
Why do I know that? Because men are evil and men do what they want and they're going to cheat, lie, do whatever they have to do to try to win. So if you think that every election we've had in this country, even for the past 50 years, has been honest and right and forthright, I got some swampland in Florida I'd love to talk to you about.
All right.
Because the reality is there is lying and cheating and stealing of things in every single election that's probably happened since the beginning of time. So what do we have to do to win? And yes, I'll go on record saying this. We have to cheat and lie and do whatever we have to do better than the other side does.
And I do like how was it John that called in to focus on these states that did flip, or you know, that were they're so muddied. And I think that is something like being like me right now where I'm like, oh my gosh, what do we do? I think that was really good for me to hear because that's something that we can focus on.
You know what else we can focus on?
To.
Which the left do a really good job of and we suck at? Hmm. Ballot harvesting, which by the way is legal in a lot of states.
Is it legal in Colorado?
You can bring in 10 ballots, I believe, in Colorado to the polling place.
10?
Yeah.
Okay.
So
find your 10.
Why don't we do more of that here?
Yeah.
Okay, these are the things I'm talking about where, yes, I think ballot harvesting is cheating, by the way. Mm-hmm. I think it's wrong. I think it should be illegal. But guess what? It's legal in a lot of states where we've got mail-in voting in those particular states. Ballot harvesting is legal. In some states, there's not even a limit as to how many of those things you can bring in. But in Colorado, I believe, somebody can check me on this, but I believe it's 10. So why in Colorado
Every
do we
Republican
not have Republicans
10,
running around grabbing 10 ballots they can turn in?
Yeah. Seriously.
Duh.
Yeah.
Okay, that folks, is the stuff I'm talking about that we have to have leadership to make that happen. So those of you that are in the Colorado GOP that will be voting next weekend, is it?
Yes, it's this next. Well, no.
Or when is it? Two weekends.
I have to get
I don't know.
Exact
date. It's coming up in the next few weeks.
We have people running for bonus members now to be able to vote.
Okay, so we are going to elect in Colorado in the not too distant future. It's within a month, I believe, a new Colorado chair. Mm-hmm. What I would encourage each and every one of you that will be voting for that chair is to think about what I just said. What are they bringing to the table that is going to make us an aggressive Colorado Republican Party that can somehow put a dent in what the Democrats are doing? And by the way, I could care less about who they like and don't like and who likes them and who they don't. I don't care about any of that. What are you going to do to get us across the finish line? That's what I want to know. If they're not telling you that, they don't get a vote.
Yeah. And a big focus for me is the vote, the integrity of the vote, solidifying it, finding out ways to make it right.
But by the way, unless one of them stands up there and tells you about ballot harvesting like I just did, we're missing the boat.
Yeah.
And I guarantee you there will not be one person right now running, unless they're listening and they steal my idea, there won't be one person running for Colorado GOP chair that says what I just said. Not one.
And why is that? Why are we not attracting the fighter? Or
yes,
what?
That's not the moral thing to do, Rachel.
Yeah. See, that's another thing. That's what we do too much of. We infight instead of turning out and fighting the real big giant on the field.
So which is more morally right? To ballot harvest as many Republican votes as we can get and turned in legally. I'm not saying doing anything illegal, but legally, how can we actually get those 10, get a bunch more people out there that are conservatives to gather their 10, that are conservative votes, by the way, and get those cast? Which is better, that or having Polis and the Boulderites running Colorado?
Oh, my gosh.
Folks, I'm being honest. Which is better?
Ballots. I got you, yes.
So should we harvest ballots to get rid of that clown? Of course we should.
Sometimes you got to get a little scrappy.
Thank you, Rachel.
Yeah,
that's what you know. What? Here's what we need running the Colorado GOP: somebody that understands business and how to win.
Mm-hmm.
Which, by the way, I don't think there's a single candidate running that's done that.
That's run for an election and won.
No, that's actually running a business as we speak.
No, we need people that are business minded. I totally agree with that.
Because you know what? In the business world, if you're going to get ahead, you know what you have to do? Outsmart the competition. You do it better, faster, stronger, wiser. Whatever you have to do to beat the competition in business, that's what you do. Or guess what? You get lunch gets eaten.
Go out of business.
You're done.
Yeah. No, I know.
If we don't do that in politics, we're going to lose.
Right.
And guess what? In 2020, read the Time Magazine article. What they just did is what I just said. They played the game better. Hmm. Period. And folks, again, we can talk about all of the things that happened that went wrong. It's in the Time Magazine piece as to how they did that into their favor. And what's interesting is that it's like they're running around the NASCAR victory lap celebrating what they did to actually cheat and win.
Yeah.
It's amazing to me that they're so arrogant to put out there everything they did, thinking that nobody's going to use that against them. That is utter arrogance, if you ask me.
What I want someone to present the strategy on how they're going to win, because there's no strategy involved here. I don't see any strategy. And you got to strategize to win. You have to have a plan. You have to execute it, and you have to recruit people to be on the plan and to execute it and win.
And waiting around for QAnon to put out some other prophecy, or the latest prophetic pastor to put out some prophecy, or running on the fact that Trump signed some sort of an executive order about foreign intervention elections 2 years ago, and on and on and on we go. Folks, that's meaningless. That stuff's not going to win the election and keep a conservative in the presidency. I'm sorry, it's just not. In fact, I will go as far as to say, the more of you out there that are listening and believing in and retweeting and reposting all of this conspiracy QAnon crap, the worse it is for us.
Is that still going on, though?
Oh, to a little bit, yeah. I still get stuff, yes.
Do you?
Unfortunately, yes.
I thought that was kind of...
It's dwindling.
Okay.
Once the prophetic, prophesiers turned out to be wrong...
Okay, now see, I can't knock the prophets. I'm always standing with the prophets.
If they're truly a prophet, I'm fine.
If they're truly a prophet, so I will never, ever knock that. And I think that you
But Rachel, here's how you determine if a prophet's real or not: when they're right. And by the way, not one of these guys prophesying about Trump becoming president were right. They're all wrong.
But this is where we disagree. I think he technically did win. And I think it was stolen. So that's where...
Then why isn't his name still on the White House entrance?
Because it was stolen. It's fraudulent.
But then that's still not prophetic, Rachel. Sorry.
I think he did. I know
we're running out of time. I'll explain it during the break, and if we come back to let you know kind of why what I'm saying. And okay. I'm not trying to be sacrilegious or mean or anything like that. I'm being very real, though, folks. If somebody prophesies something and it doesn't come true, how much of a prophet are they? In my book, not much of one.
But sometimes when things are spoken, they don't happen in your timeline. You can't give up
on it. You're specifically saying Trump's going to be president?
No, I'm saying if something has been spoken, then you don't go back on it. You stand strong on it. That's just how it is. Like with Lazarus in the grave, he was dead for three days.
And but that wasn't prophecy, so hang on. Right back. Purify Chevrolet is coming up next. If you want to buy a new or used car or truck, go out to Purify Chevrolet. You can shop online. Go to purifychevrolet.com or 303-659-8311.
If you haven't walked through the Chevrolet showroom at Purifoy, it's a really fun experience. There's a guest book at the entrance and you look through there. It's actually become sort of a vacation destination for Chevrolet enthusiasts who've come from other countries just to walk around and look at these gorgeous cars and purchase a vehicle. You know, you think of Fort Lupton as a small town and it does have that small town personable feel, but the facilities at Purifoy Chevrolet are really stunning.
You know, I've had the chance to spend time with Rolly Purifoy and he's such a genuine man. He is only doing anything at that dealership. And in fact, we have seen him doing anything, washing windows, cleaning a floor, redoing the whole Corvette showroom. That's just who he is. He's a guy that is not afraid to get his hands dirty, to do the work. He's more of a servant leader than he is the leader that says, you got to go do this. So that makes me want to buy a car at Purifoy Chevrolet, and that should make you want to buy a car there too.
Hi, I'm Rolly Purifoy. We're just up the road in Fort Lupton and on the web at purifoychevrolet.com. Find new roads.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, that's it for the first hour. It went by really fast. By the way, if you missed any of that and you want to listen to it again, it will replay from 6 to 7 tonight, and it was a great hour, and I appreciate Rachel and just the dialogue, and it's great. I really do. I mean it sincerely. I enjoy it. So we're going to talk about impeachment when we come back and conservative alternatives to social media, which, by the way, is a key in some of what we talked about this last hour. So we'll be back. We'll talk about that. Don't go anywhere. This is Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.